Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tom Zachary. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Robertson reaches third base with a triple. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Lazzari scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth, who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Clancy now playing first base. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary bunts towards third. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Bird reaches second base with a double. Zachary moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to home to get Zachary. Bird moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bird scores. Robertson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lazare takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zachary is hit by the pitch. Koenig moves to second. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Dickey scores. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Yankees. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Metzler moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hoffman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Metzler scores. Clancy goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Yankees. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Yankees. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Sissel moves to second. We'll see more now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey strikes out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for John Kerr. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate pinch hits for Mo Berg. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Willie Calm now playing third base. Buck Krause now catching. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 4 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry pinch hits for Red Faber. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.